dead for 5 years as it is.
Well, let's just be honest. Well, this is Microsoft global domination for two.
Yeah,
nothing
that's
more,
the, that's
nothing
what
less.
The, that's what
this
the whole theme is about. Now.
Commercially, it is a revolution. Yes.
Yes, but it's
qualitatively,
not what it's meant to be.
It's shite.
I mean, just look at this. I mean, this is not the way it used to be. You know, when the C64 and the Amiga came out in the C64 in the 70s and the Amiga in the mid 80s, it was about quality and a real revolution of a machine, and not about crawling underneath people's skins, you know?
When the C64 and the Amiga arrived?
I think you've got it wrong.
What did people say when
you got it wrong? Why do you think so?
Because they are actually doing something which is going to appeal to everybody, not just us.
Okay. Yes, but that's so Microsoft.
You know what kind of people are going to buy?
No, because I've got hundreds of friends with PCs that wish they didn't have them.
Oh yeah, but
how
can you believe that one company, right?
Because it makes their businesses run easier.
Oh yeah, in
because the Amiga's not capable of doing what they want.
In 1994 and 1995, most people left the Amiga while it was not even dead.
Yes, they bought a 486 machine.
Because they could run Doom on a PC, wonderful.
They don't give a shit about it.
That's exactly what they're going to do right now.
They went because Commodore disappeared.
No,
why? And there was nobody developing a new machine to make it more powerful.
In 1994,
we're running the same OS for the last 7 years.
It's an evolutionary.
Don't you think everyone's got a bit pissed off with that old OS?
Well, the third party.
Hey, have a talk to these two, Andrew. These will make you giggle.
No.
Oh, here we go. We've got Neil Buffett as well.
Yeah, just want to hear more from
talk.
Okay, I want
to
talk.
You talk to these guys.
Take them all.
I don't think there is anything wrong with global domination. Just to say, they're doing it was good. And they don't wear glasses.
How can one company claim they can
release an entire product line, right, which is purely based on 100% quality, right, while they have R&D development as big as my hand? How can they claim such things?
Because they're not developing the whole thing.
But they're claiming it.
But the other thing that you have to remember, that's just one thing that makes this quite different from Microsoft, is that a lot of this stuff that they're going to be operating is not going to be totally proprietary. It's going to be open standards. So
that's
going to happen to the demo scene?
What's going to happen to the demo scene is it's going to go berserk when they realise
what you can do.
Because the lowest
nice
level,
the lowest they're going to do.
Can you imagine?
Let's see how many computers we can get playing this for these years.
Yes, exactly.
That's no different from what situation that we're in. Commodore's line was, you weren't supposed to buy any hardware.
You guys say sod that.
That's what you're always supposed to do.
Yeah, and now what's going to happen is you're going to say sod that.
What's your alternative, boys?
Are you saying
that? And you're going to play around with
that. What I want to know is what's your alternative?
This is going to be so amazing, demo scene.
No.
If you guys don't want the new Amiga, what are you going to use?
It's a very popular project. Do you know what technology is this one?
Not 10 capacitors.
So, the first 10 capacitor project is up and running. I've seen it running. It runs fast. It runs faster than any kind of other kind of shite Ethernet they have today.
Oh, it runs on PCIe. Well, that's revolutionary, guys. Really great.
What is the revolutionary?
Linux. I'd like to get it. So, Ethernet.
What's revolutionary in that?
Corel and Sun, don't make me laugh.
Where the revolution is, there's nothing to do with any of these
I know people.
What is revolution? Start realizing that things are going to do this. When you have a demo, when you write a demo, which isn't just sitting there on your computer, but part of it's on your telephone, part of it's on your television set, part of it's on your hi-fi system, part of it's on your toaster, that's going to be interesting.
I'm asking you something.
For breakfast in bed, you just click a
what they are talking about is objective.
I mean, we're all talking about this revolution thing, right? I mean, I know people who talk the same way.
Right, then you want to dismiss it.
No.
What's your alternative? What is your alternative?
You've waited this long.
No. You're going to give up now?
I'm not giving up yet.
Just write some software.
It's not about...
You've got some kind of new hardware that we haven't even thought of yet.